Jared Roughead, the first season skipper of the Hawks, joins us online. Jared, great to have the chance to have a chat with you. Pity about the circumstances. Baptism of fire for you as captain, of course. You know the ups and downs of footy, but how heavily are you wearing it as this mighty Hawthorn team is battling to hold its ground through the first half of this year?
Afternoon, boys. I guess it's fair to say that it's a challenging year to start off with. Obviously, a fair bit of change has gone on in the past 6 months, and the first obviously four rounds were tough. You have two tough losses to Adelaide and Essendon, and you have two poor performances against Geelong and Gold Coast. And then there's been some promising signs over the past couple of weeks, but obviously last night, 10 goals to four at halftime, and then to kick one after halftime. It's disappointing, but full credit goes to Collingwood. They stuck with it throughout the whole game, really, even though that they were six goals down at quarter time, 43 at one point in the game. They never once dropped their heads or thought that they were out of the game, which is, full credit to them.
Ruffy, thanks for joining us this afternoon. On last night's game and when that 43-point lead starts unravelling and obviously Collingwood are getting on a roll, what is it like out on the ground? Is there a sense of frustration, I suppose, for want of a better word, when you look up and you don't see the usual faces that you've known out on the footy field for so many of those successful years, and there's blokes who've played 5 games, 10 games, 15 games, and they're a little bit struck by what do we do and how are we supposed to handle this situation? Is that frustrating given the great times you've come from to now not knowing exactly how to handle these moments?
You could look at it as opportunity and excitement, because obviously in footy things change a lot, as we both know, Lingy. So within, you could compare us to 4 or 5 years ago, but understanding that we're not the same side. So these guys that have only played 4 or 5 games together, i.e. Burton and Hardwick, and then you throw Hoogley in there who's only playing his second game, it's a pretty young defence. So these guys, in a sense, are learning how to win the Hawthorn way or the Hawthorn way, and, it gives them a chance to try and build their own, careers. These guys have come in and they've done their apprenticeship, whether it be at Box Hill or even through the TAC Cup system. They're now playing AFL footy and learning how to play AFL footy. So as a forward and as someone that it gets kicked to, you could see, look at it as a frustration, because these guys are going to be the future of Hawthorn, and hopefully that they can fast track sooner in the ones than what they would through the VFL, I guess.
On the other end of the spectrum, Ruff, is a man who has done so much. Josh Gibson's been absolutely brilliant. How's he coping with the scrutiny on his game and the questions around his future and everything like that? It even to the best players who've played the game, it gets to you. How's he coping with it all?
Yeah, Gibbo's obviously one that is coping a fair bit from the outside, but in general, he's not one that we're getting frustrated with or having doubts over. I guess it's just, it's the way that the game's going. Obviously, with the ball coming in at times with no pressure, it's very hard for a defender to try and read it as well as they can. So, Gibbo, in his own words, he said he was scratchy at the early part of the season, but showed signs in the last couple of games that he's getting back to where he has been in the past. So, it's still only round 9, so if we're riding blokes off now, then we could ride off nearly half the competition with how they're playing at the moment.
Yeah, Ruffy, I guess the pace of the ball movement that was coming through the midfield there in the second half, it wouldn't matter who was in your back 50, that was the main reason you lost the game. You just couldn't slow them down after half-time. They were able to flip hands around and really play on, and it really put your defence under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, that's right, Richard. And even though we were getting the ball deep inside 50 and then a turnover within 20, 30 metres of goal, and then a turnover with their handball chains and runs at their midfield line, you're playing pass up, and then before you know it, you're picking the ball out of their goals and you've had to run 150 metres to try and defend, and also, that saps your energy. And then when you get back to the middle of the ground, you're excited because the ball's been within 20 or 30 metres of your goal, and within 10, 15 seconds, it's through their goal. So, that saps our energy, but also gets them going, which, when you've got a midfield like they do, four five blokes have between, you know, 28 and 35 touches, they only need a little bit of a sniff and they're on their way.
Ruff, I think everyone knows sort of the strengths of Hawthorn's game plan over the years, your ability to hold onto the ball and use your precise ball movement by foot down the ground. I felt like earlier in the year you did look like you were trying to play a little bit quicker and use hands more. Have you reverted back a little bit in the last month or so?
Oh, I think looking at the trends of the game, you know, Mark Payne isn't as high as what it has been in previous years. And, you know, to watch the first quarter last night, we really composed the ball. We were in that first half. You know, we really composed the ball by foot and used the whole ground. And in that second half, when you're just playing quick straight line footy, that makes it hard to get, you know, defence in behind, but it also makes it hard for the defence to catch up. You know, if it turns over, as I said before, and you're 100 metres away from the ball, then that creates little holes and gaps within your zone defence, I guess. And then, you know, as I said before, they get a run on with their handball, and you put yourself in situations where you're guessing 50-50 whether you should go or hold back. And when you're thinking like that, you already know you're in trouble straight away.
Jared, where's Jaeger O'Muir at with his rehab?
Yeah, Jake has been in the middle of his conditioning block, or I suppose the last couple of weeks he's just been building. Obviously, that knock against the Gold Coast, he has that 1 week off and doesn't really do much training. So to be fair, he's played two games in a month and hasn't done much training. So, you know, conditioning block at the moment, and hopefully see him back later this year.
Tyrone Vickery was back last night, kicked one early but seemed to fade out. Did he get injured?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, it's hard. We have 26 entries in the first half and then it's limited in the second half. So, obviously, as key forwards, you can't really do much when the ball's not coming in as much as you'd like. So, early, I think he provided a great contest. He kicked that one goal and then obviously played a bit of ruck work. But, as I said, when the ball's not coming in as much as you'd like, you can't really do much as key forwards.
Nine games into the season now, Ruff. How are you travelling? Obviously missing a big chunk of footy with everything that you've been through. How are you travelling, body-wise, mentally, everything? Any exhaustion kicking in or feeling good?
No, I feel all right. I've played the 12 games, including the JLT this year. So when you miss a few of your footy, you're just excited to get back out there, Lingy. And it's getting towards the winter months of Melbourne, which we both know is perfect weather for us, mate. So we just sit back and enjoy the cold pools and ocean and yeah, it gets unfortunately out on for 12 months, but I'm just happy that we're back playing and enjoying footy again.
Ruffy, I think everyone sort of was a bit confused draft day when Hawthorn read out the name Lewis Mitchell. We weren't quite sure what was going on because we're so used to Lewis and Mitchell at Hawthorn, but he's your young draft pick. I think it was 88 last year. Played well at Box Hill. Is he a chance next week to see a new Hawthorn player?
Yeah, that's Mitchell Lewis, Richo.
Mitchell Lewis, sorry. See, I was confused when they read it out.
Right.
Forget about it, Ruffy.
Well, yeah, I guess, guys, you know, guys like him who kicked three goals at Box Hill yesterday, and that's stuff to get excited about because, you know, everyone's saying that we give them picks away and whatnot, but these you find within the draft, anything can happen. It's just doesn't matter what order you pick, you get the opportunity to come into a footy club and live out your dream. So for him to come in, as I said, Box Hill is 6-0 and he kicked 3 yesterday. You got a lot of boys banging down the door hoping to play senior footy this year, which is what you want to see.
Ruff, Richo's still flat about the Tigers yesterday. You'll have to forgive him that one.
That's fine. I understand.
I don't know much about him, sorry. I'll be honest.
No, that's all right. Have you got it written down in front of you?
I had it written down the wrong way, so I've just put a little arrow there, Mitchell in front of Lewis, not Lewis Mitchell.
Two last names, mate, they don't help, do they?
He was meaning to turn around the score of last night's game between Richmond and GWS, Jared. Just a final one. It's great to hear you saying that you know, you're just enjoying the Melbourne winter and being back playing footy, and I guess Jesse Hogan will be enjoying it when he gets back in a month or so time, however long it takes. But your thoughts, along with the football communities, have been with him.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as I said during the week, you don't wish this upon anyone. And obviously, with what Jesse's had to deal with in the past month, you know, you just footy becomes second. So you hope that his health and everything gets up, which is positive signs early. So we just give him the time that he needs, and when he's right to come back, he'll come back and be fit and firing to go again as a full forward for Melbourne.
Good on you, Jared. Thanks very much for joining us on 3AW, and good luck through the remainder of the season.
Cheers, guys. Have a good call.
Jared Roughhead, skipper of the Hawks.